I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Rutland Mayor Chris Lurie says his efforts to create a refugee resettlement community for Syrians in Rutland are morally and economically based. Rutland's population is declining and aging, and Lurie says young refugee families are hardworking, entrepreneurial, and will bring much-needed diversity to the city. Critics, though, are not convinced, and many worry that refugees will end up being a burden on taxpayers. VPR's Nina Keck recently traveled to Winooski, where many say the city's large refugee population is a plus for their community.
Of the 7,400 people who live in Winooski, Ray Coffey, the city's community services director, says about 80% are white. He says the remaining 20% is made up mostly of refugees.
And I think Winooski is bucking a lot of Vermont's demographic trends. We're significantly younger and getting younger than the rest of the state. Obviously a lot more ethnically diverse than a lot of the state. So, and I think we are seeing, anybody that watches real estate in town knows that if a house goes on the market, it's gone in like 3 days.
Coffey says he and his wife moved to Winooski 8 years ago because that's where they could afford to buy a house.
But I think we're at a point now where it's not just cheap houses that are drawing people here. I think there's a real positive vibe, and I think it's a really exciting, vibrant community that people are excited to be a part of.
We have pork, beef, chicken, shrimp.
Many in the city like the new ethnic markets and restaurants that have sprung up, like the Spice Trader's Kitchen, owned by Nepalese refugee Sudarsan Adhikari. The 29-year-old opened his restaurant last fall, less than 3 years after he arrived.
It's busy every day. A lot of catering order. Like I have like this coming Saturday, 250 people order the food from Winooski High School, from college, like every busy.
To keep up, Adhikari's hired 5 employees, and he's already thinking about how and where to expand.
The focus, the emphasis, is on early employment and early self-sufficiency.
Amila Mirjanovic directs the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program. She doesn't have hard data on the economic impact of refugees in Winooski or Vermont, but says in 2015, 88% of all employable adults they worked with were considered self-sufficient after 8 months.
Even within, first couple of weeks, people go to work. They rent in those communities. They shop in those communities. So they contribute to the taxpayer pool. And then ultimately, a lot of people want to own their own homes.
City officials say refugees haven't increased Winooski's municipal budget, except for $10,000 that's now allocated annually for translation services at public meetings. As to the impact on crime, Winooski Police Sergeant Michael Cram says in his more than 20 years on the job, refugees are no more likely to cause trouble than the general population. Amila Mirjanovic, a refugee herself from Bosnia, says for most refugees, going back to their home country simply isn't an option. So she says most follow the rules and are incredibly driven.
Sometimes I have like 3 jobs, sometimes I have 2 jobs. Around Valentin and Winooski, if you don't do 3 jobs, then it's very hard for you to pay your bills.
Mohammed Abdullahi, a 33-year-old with a gentle smile, was just a boy when his family fled Somalia in 1991 because of civil war.
I was little. I can't like tell a lot about it, but what I know is we left all our houses, property, everything. So it was so bad like that.
Abdullahi spent the next 18 years of his life living in a tent in a sprawling refugee camp in Kenya. He took advantage of what schooling was available and says he was lucky to learn English. Abdullahi also speaks Somali, Swahili, Oromo, and a bit of Arabic.
When I was in grade 6, one of my friends and me wrote a letter to U.S. Embassy hoping that we can come to United States for education. So we had a hope of like one day you will be out of this grave, kind of. Yeah.
He and his wife arrived in Vermont in 2010, and he found work in hotels, hospitals, schools, and at a YMCA. This fall, he'll study nursing at North Country Community College. It will mean a 90-minute drive to and from school each day, and his wife will have to work for the first time. But Abdullahi says it will mean a better future for him and his 4 children. Besides his own family, he supports his parents and siblings back in the refugee camp, something he says most other Somali refugees in Vermont do as well.
That means when this person is working here, he's also working that family, helping them.
Some of those opposed to the resettlement plan in Rutland worry the Syrian refugees will be a drain on local and state resources. I ask Abdullahi about that.
Every people are different. Everyone is different. Americans, there's some lazies who don't work. And same thing, refugees, they have some people the same thing. But I will say they will help you to do a lot of stuff. They're not taking the first time for the skilled job. What they're doing is like an unskilled job.
Across town, I raised the same question in Sudarshan Adhikari's restaurant. He says Vermont didn't give him a handout. It gave him an opportunity.
The community of Winiski, the community of Burlington, they give me an opportunity to open this restaurant. They helped me, and that is why the business is going up. Same as the Rutland also, I think. If the community of Rutland, they give an opportunity to the refugee, they will do this type of business or other good work there.
Down the street, Janice Provost walks to work at a Winooski insurance agency. The Colchester resident is not a refugee, and she admits it can be stressful when someone comes in who has difficulty speaking English. But she says she's taught herself to slow down and really listen. She tells me her daughter will be attending college out of state because she wants to go somewhere with more cultural diversity. That's important to young people, says Provost. And if Vermont wants to attract and keep them, she says people will have to overcome some of their fears of those who are different.
We can't say that we're diverse. We can't say that and not be that. We have to put our money where our mouth is and do it. I mean, it can't be in someone else's yard. I mean, we're all here together in this world, so we have to change. We have to adapt to that.
Provost likes what she sees in Winooski and thinks Rutland's efforts to welcome 100 Syrians is another step in the right direction. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Winooski.